Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the end of the year edition of the Hey, Did You Know podcast. So year end means holidays. Hey, did you know Americans eat 1.4 billion pounds of turkey every Thanksgiving?
Well, year end also means the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Hey, did you know it's the best deals of the season on Hyundai's most popular vehicles?
Well, isn't that interesting? And since we're talking turkey, hey, did you know only male turkeys gobble?
Hey, did you know every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance?
Hey, did you know the Statue of Liberty is the largest holiday gift ever given?
Hey, did you know when the year ends, so do the deals?
December 30th is National Bacon Day, you know.
It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Sign and drive a 2024 Hyundai Palisade with zero down, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offer ends January 2nd. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
It's a football feeding frenzy. After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I know we say this every year, and this is what the NFL has become, but it is so all-encompassing. Sure, there are other things going on. Sundays in the NFL season in general, anything can happen. And oh, does it.
Play action. Back to pass. Gonna go long. He's got Benjamin out there, and he caught it! 10-5! Touchdown!
You want to know why Roger Goodell's job is not in jeopardy? Because we cannot stop consuming the NFL. It's because you cannot predict what will happen from week to week, from game to game. Hell, you can't even predict what will happen from half to half in the NFL.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year to you. Oh, I hope that you didn't have to wake up at this hour on New Year's Day 2024. But if you do and you haven't been up all night still listening, that's much easier for me. Actually, I'd rather be up all night and see this hour from that side than from waking up early in the morning. But I know there are some of you that have to work jobs that continue regardless of whether or not it's a holiday. Hours is not important. You'll never hear me say that talking about sports on the radio is important. However, I do like to keep you company while you are doing your important job. So some of you are driving people home or driving people to their destinations. Others of you are working as first responders. So police, fire, medics, paramedics, thank you for your service. Others of you are nurses or doctors. Some of you work in media like we do here. Whatever the case, whatever your job, it's always noble to have one and to do it to the best of your ability. And we are, again, happy to keep you company on what is now January 1st, 2024. Wowzers. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I enjoy working holidays for a bunch of reasons. Number one is because we've got people who either have never heard the show before and are catching it for the first time because of their atypical routines around the holidays, or maybe you haven't heard us in a long time and you've missed us and we're reunited now, so it feels so good. We've been talking about week 17 in the NFL, and we're going to run through what we know about the last few games of the regular season. So next weekend, that's it. It's the ultimate regular season weekend. And we've got a bunch of scenarios and a bunch of intel on what's to come. But also this hour, we're going to spend a little time on the college football playoffs since we've got those national semifinals in mere hours. In fact, the first one kicks off 12 hours from now. Are you ready? Since I have recently married into a Longhorn family, I have no choice but to be ready. Now, I would be watching anyway just because I love college football and because it's part of the gig. I get paid to watch football. Who knew? But that's not the only reason that I'm looking forward to these semifinals. the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Michigan Wolverines. That's the 1-4 matchup. It begins at the Rose Bowl. How about that? At 2 o'clock Pacific, that's 5 o'clock Eastern time. It's then, and we'll hear from both Jim Harbaugh as well as Nick Saban, but it's then followed by the second national semifinal, which is Washington and Texas. And now I have emotional rooting interest. Oh my gosh. And the horns are being flashed at me right now here in studio because the Hubs was desperate to know what it looks like from inside the studio. So also we wanted to spend our first New Year's Eve / New Year's Day together. So he's here. He doesn't want to talk. But also, I'm not letting him talk. So both of those things can be true, but it's more important to highlight that he does not want to talk. Not that I'm being a microphone hog and not allowing him to talk. But it also, this kind of cracks me up. It does perpetuate the conspiracy theory that there's actually no husband. No, I'm serious. Every day I get at least one tweet or Facebook post from a listener who believes that I've made the whole thing up. Could you imagine going to such an elaborate scheme where I've made the whole thing up? Now, I know I haven't shared photos of either the wedding or of the Hubs, and I'm not sure I'm going to. Maybe a photo of a silhouette or from behind us at the wedding. We're still deciding, but we really wanted a wedding that was not on social media. And so there may be a few pictures on my blog, but if you're not going to believe until you see photos from a wedding, well, then I feel like the conspiracy theory would be, well, oh, she just staged a wedding. Oh, yes, I spent all that money just because I thought it would be fun to freak you all out. No, it's not April Fool's. This is not a joke. I would never joke about something like this anyway. But yeah, producer Andrew, can you just confirm one more time that there is, in fact, a husband in the studio?
I am here as witness.
His face, how happy he is. I'm here as witness. You are the witness. And actually, we just had another employee who is working on this New Year's morning who stumbled in and said, I guess he said something along the lines of, do you work here or something like that, or good morning? And so he said, good morning to my other half here. And when the Hubs responded with his Texas accent, Jack's response was, are you from the South? So, yes, there is a man in studio, and yes, we are married, and thank you. You all have sent so many congratulations and so many Happy New Year wishes. My hope for you in 24 is blessings and breakthroughs. You never know what a difference a year can make, and I am living proof of that. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, we'll talk some college football, but right now we're looking at the NFL and what we know coming out of Week 17. Okay, so here's what we know. The Ravens, still good. In fact, the Ravens are a big bad. They're flexing their muscles, and they just embarrassed the Miami Dolphins.
I mean, his performance was even better than last week, you know, and he played really a great football game. I mean, he played a perfect football game in terms of the passing game. He was on point. The pass protection was fantastic. I mean, that's a really good pass rush.
Knowing that we still have a lot to get going on, you know, we got to finish this season the right way. We had one obstacle. We finished that obstacle. We got Steelers next week, you know, so that's how I'm staying focused this season, just taking it one game at a time like I've been preaching to you guys all season.
The familiar voices of John Harbaugh. So the Harbaugh brothers are sitting pretty there on top of the football world right now. The Harbaugh brother that coaches in the NFL and then his quarterback, Lamar Jackson. And yes, a perfect passer rating for Lamar. 5 touchdowns. He missed, fired on just 3 of his pass attempts. He was over 320 yards. And the Baltimore run game just as dynamic. 160 rushing yards for the Ravens. The defense with 3 sacks and 3 takeaways against these Dolphins. And we knew this was a battle between the top scoring offense and the top scoring defense. Defense wins. Not every time, but a lot of the time. Ravens, though, were damn good on offense themselves. They go 5-for-5 in the red zone. And as they win again, and this is what now, 6 wins in a row for the Ravens, they have locked up the top seed in the AFC, which comes with not just home field advantage, but also comes with a bye in the first weekend of the playoffs. So the Ravens' best record in the NFL, they're now at 13-3. Meanwhile, the Dolphins are in this situation. Look what we have here. Sunday Night Football next weekend. It's for the AFC East title. The Bills are still alive. They've won four in a row. But here's the crazy part. Even at 10-6, the Bills could win the AFC East crown by beating the Dolphins on Sunday Night Football, or they could end up outside the playoffs looking in. How nutso is that? So Miami is hosting this game against the Bills. It's been flexed to Sunday Night Football next weekend. It'll be the very last game of 272. It'll be the very last game on the NFL regular season slate. And it will decide the AFC East champion. Now, the Dolphins are already into the playoffs. They'll either be the division title winner, or they'll be a wild card. So they'll be a division winner, or they'll drop, right, and end up as a wild card and have to be on the road. But the Bills could actually win the division crown and extend their streak there atop the East, or they could be on the outside looking in. That's freaky. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. For the Niners in the NFC, you've got a team that has unfinished business, and that's been the sole focus for these Niners going back to last year's NFC Championship. Remember, Brock Purdy got hurt. He had the torn UCL, which meant that they were unable to really put up a fight against Philadelphia. Okay, we'll get to the Eagles coming up. But for the Niners have fought, scratched, clawed. They're coming off what was Brock Purdy's worst game to a game in which he was steady Eddie again. And this is pretty typical of him. Doesn't need to do everything himself. He's got Brandon Ayuk. He's got Deebo Samuel. He had Christian McCaffrey until the third quarter when he left with a strained calf is what they think. So not sure that it's going to be serious. But you know how incredibly valuable that victory and the top seed that comes with a bye for the Niners, right? Because if there's any chance that Christian McCaffrey has a relatively serious injury or an injury that requires more than a couple weeks, well, now they have it because they have the top seed and the bye. First time since 2019 when the Niners did, in fact, land in the Super Bowl and lost to the Chiefs there. But the defense was great, only allowed 12 first downs against the Commanders. Pair of fourth quarter interceptions off Sam Howell. And yeah, Kyle Shanahan on a day in which Brock Purdy bounces back. Shanahan and the Niners are the top seed in the NFC.
Felt good. Be able to come back and get the ball moving, throw it around to the guys and then be able to obviously just get the offense, the flow again, feeling it. So felt good.
It's huge. These last couple weeks, just we've been a little banged up. There's been a couple positions that just we've been getting real thin at. Guys had to push through at a number of spots, and some of those guys are doing that. Hopefully, this will help them out.
The Commanders are not in the playoffs, by the way. And so this was obviously the haves versus the have-nots in the NFL on Sunday. But be expecting a change at head coach. The writing is on the wall there. The reports are that Ron Rivera is likely out of a job and would be available as a veteran coaching candidate. But it's been a tough row to hoe there since he took over in Washington. Think about the number of quarterbacks that they have gone through there in Washington, the number of misfires or hits and misses. It's been a mess there. And Sam Howell, he was their QB1 to start the season. He may very well finish the season as QB1, but they are on the hunt for new faces in all of the veteran or all of the critical positions there in Washington with this new ownership group. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Again, you've got the Niners as the top seed and the Ravens as the top seed in the NFC and AFC, respectively. That comes with a bye. As for the Eagles, they squander a lead against the visiting Cardinals on Sunday, and now Philadelphia has dropped 4 of 5 and finds itself in a position of having to wait to see what the Cowboys do next Sunday. So the Eagles no longer control their own fate. The Eagles instead, even though they are a playoff team, so similar to the Dolphins, right? So you've got the Dolphins and Philly in similar positions where they've been leading their divisions most of the year. But because Philadelphia squandered what was a double-figure lead against the Cardinals, Kyler Murray and the Cardinals scored on every possession in the second half. 4 touchdowns on 4 possessions in the second half at Philly yesterday. And because of that, the Eagles, who've, as I say, they dropped 4 of 5, now have the unenviable position of watching the Cowboys try to win this division next weekend. So Dallas is on the road at Washington. Okay, so not as great a team on the road as they are at home. They're perfect at AT&T. But the Cowboys can beat Washington, who stinks, let's be fair, and really isn't even trying to compete right now. The ownership group is already focused on the future. That doesn't mean the coaches and the players aren't trying, but just that the ownership is not concerned with what happens the rest of this year. So Dallas can win the NFC East with a victory in Week 18, while Philadelphia, who will be at MetLife Stadium against the Giants, we'll talk about them in a second here, Philadelphia has to hope the Cowboys lose. The Eagles need both a win next weekend and a Cowboys loss, or they are relegated to wild card status. So for Nick Sirianni, for Jalen Hurts, I mean, this is, it's not where they wanted to be. So Sirianni and the Eagles started out like a house on fire, right? But have backpedaled. They've never been as consistent offensively as what we expected from them. So it's been a tough year for them offensively anyway. I'm not sure they've ever really played up to their potential in back-to-back weeks, but they did start out with the best record in the NFL. And they were the reigning NFC champions, but now in a position that's maybe unfamiliar to them.
I still believe in the guys in that locker room, the players. I still believe in the coaches. I think we got the guys in this place to get it turned in the right direction. We don't have much time, obviously, right? We got one more game before playoff starts, and we got to do everything we can do to get back on track this upcoming week.
Thinking about ways we could have been better. Been more efficient. Just really taking advantage of our opportunities. You know, that's the goal. That's what we strive for. We strive to take advantage of everyone, and credit to them and the way they played and hung in there.
I believe that similar to the Niners, similar to the Chiefs, actually the Chiefs are probably a better comparison right now. The Eagles and Chiefs both have guys that have been there, done that, right? Not win the Super Bowl for the Eagles yet, but they've been to the Super Bowl. Their leadership, Nick Sirianni, his coaching staff, they've been through a couple of seasons together now, obviously have had great success. And Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and DeAndre Swift, that's just the offensive side of the ball, right? The defensive line, they're full of veterans. They can play better. They have a higher ceiling. We just haven't seen it very consistently in 23. Same thing with the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs win their 8th consecutive AFC West crown. And maybe it means more to them because they've had to fight through adversity. But with them, it's been adversity they created. They lead the NFL in drop passes. It's constant penalties and mistakes and miscues. Even Patrick Mahomes not playing his best. Now, does he have a receiving core that isn't as good as what we've seen in the past? Sure. But they're also averaging far fewer yards now per pass play, or per game, I should say, than what they have in Patrick Mahomes' career. So does adversity sometimes make you stronger, make you more battle-tested, prepare you for what's to come? Yes. But has it been frustrating to watch not just the Eagles but the Chiefs this season because of the missed opportunities? I mean, even on Sunday against the Bengals, Patrick Mahomes knows that it was Harrison Butker going 6 for 6 that led them to victory. I mean, it's great when you have a kicker who can be relied on, but that's not necessarily a formula that you want to use moving forward into the postseason.
Offensively, I thought we did a good job of just letting the game come to us, not trying to force it, not trying to do too much. Obviously, we had the one fumble in the first half, but other than that, I thought guys did a great job. And we got to continue to get better in the red zone. But, I mean, Harrison Butker, he saved us, man. He knocked through, I think, 6 field goals. And when you have a defense like that shutting the door, man, I mean, that's how you got to win football games.
Everybody's been so positive through it and supporting each other. I mean, you've seen it on the sidelines, guys supporting each other, the want to by Chris Jones, by Patrick, by Kels. I mean, and then the guys follow them. And when they bring that energy like they do every week, I mean, guys believe that it's going to get changed.
Andy Reid deserves a ton of credit for being a glue guy, right? they love to play for Andy, regardless of age and generation gap and whatever else. He's got a great rapport with his guys. And I personally think it's the loud Hawaiian shirts, but what do I know? I don't think that'll change for Andy Reid in 2024. He's got now, what is it, 10 win seasons in 9 consecutive years. That's incredible. And here are the Chiefs not playing their best football this season, and yet they've won 8 division titles in a row, which is right up there with the New England Patriots and what they did in the Belichick-Brady tenure. So the Chiefs end up as the AFC West champions, though I know both Chiefs and Eagles fans are still left wanting more. At least the Chiefs have locked up the division title, and while they will likely go on the road at some point in this postseason, that's if they win after the first wild card weekend, well, they're going to have to face a road playoff game for the first time with the Patrick Mahomes era. I lived era, quote unquote. What is he, the ripe old age of 27? And there's an era. All right, so we got a lot that we want to sift through here, right? We're doing the best we can as we head up to the top of the hour. These 3.5 hours just flew by. Happy New Year to you. The Rams. What? The Rams are in the playoffs. So we'll get to that coming up. And also, the college football playoff on New Year's Day. So there is no Monday Night Football. The NFL has graciously cleared the deck for college football to have the stage on this New Year's Day. These are matchups that maybe people were angry about when the final playoff rankings were revealed, but can't be angry about it now. Michigan, Alabama, Washington, Texas. And for the Longhorns, their first trip to the playoff. For Washington, only their second. So that should be one of those games in which you can't roll your eyes and say, oh, it's the same teams all the time. Michigan, Alabama, though. Ooh, can't wait. I'm making chili. The Hubs get my chili for the first time. I don't know. This could be the end of a beautiful 2-week relationship. Oh, sorry. 2-week marriage. Happy 2-week anniversary, babe. We're so cheesy. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
It says here that Graybar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the end of the year edition of the Hey, Did You Know podcast. So year end means holidays. Hey, did you know Americans eat 1.4 billion pounds of turkey every Thanksgiving?
Well, year end also means the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Hey, did you know it's the best deals of the season on Hyundai's most popular vehicles?
Well, isn't that interesting? And since we're talking turkey, hey, did you know only male turkeys gobble?
Hey, did you know every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance?
Hey, did you know the Statue of Liberty is the largest holiday gift ever given?
Hey, did you know when the year ends, so do the deals?
December 30th is National Bacon Day, you know.
It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Sign and drive a 2024 Hyundai Palisade with zero down, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offer ends January 2nd. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, 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 ho. The holidays aren't over. Celebrate big savings at Blinds.com's biggest year-end blowout. They invented a better way to buy custom window treatments 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, or misleading quotes from pushy salespeople.
Go
right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Hurry to Blinds.com's biggest year-end blowout and save 40% site-wide. Get 40% off right now at Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Nacua in motion left to right. Handoff straight ahead. Kyren Williams following his surge. He breaks the plane and he's got a touchdown. Touchdown, Kyren Williams. Touchdown, LA. First down and goal. Handoff straight ahead. Kyren Williams punches it in. 80 yards on the completion to Nacua. And the final two belong to Kyren Williams. Matthew Stafford looking to extend the Rams lead. Hands off right side. Kyren Williams cuts it up the hash mark. Breaks it right side. Five. End zone. Kyren's got a hat trick. Williams leaps into the stands to celebrate his third score of week 17.
Follow Amy Lawrence on Twitter after hours or anytime. Her Twitter handle is at A-Law Radio.
And what I want to know is, where are you and how are you listening on this New Year's morning? Just got this from Donna listening in Vancouver, not British Columbia, Vancouver, Washington, on local radio, 750 The Game on the iHeart app. Happy New Year to you, Donna, someone who's been listening for a long time. Edward says Detroit, Michigan, 91.7 The Ticket. Second time the Lions were robbed in Dallas. If you missed my discussions / opinions on the Lions-Cowboys game from Saturday night, you have to catch the podcast. We always post the link at some point during the daytime, but it's easy to find. Just Google After Hours with Amy Lawrence, the podcast, and it'll pop up. You could bookmark it then once you find it. But it was the top of our third hour, so top of hour number three. So, Edward, Happy New Year's to you listening in Detroit. Let's see. Another one from San Francisco. Just got done with work. Great show as always. Always nice to hear from people who've been listening for a very long time. And then this one is TJ. Happy New Year listening on radio sports channel in South Carolina, but as a Pittsburgh fan. Oh, one more in Knoxville, Tennessee, listening on 99.1, the Sports Animal. So A-Law Radio or After Hours CBS, and then our Facebook page too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you missed it, this is actually our birthday as a network. We went on the air for the first time January 1st, 2013 at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time, which of course was before the new year began on the West Coast. However, we have survived. We were a fledgling startup network. We had amazing bosses with great vision and innovation. And for me, it was a leap of faith, but best career move I ever made. I wouldn't trade it for the world, even though it was scary at the time, hella scary at the time. And now here we are starting year number 12. And for me, it is actually year number 12 on After Hours, year number 10, you guys, on this particular time slot, five nights a week. So that's nearly unheard of in our business. And I never thought I would say that. So really happy to be part of this network still. Congratulations to my colleagues, especially the ones who, like me, go back to the very beginning. And also we appreciate our bosses and then your support. So again, on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page, love to hear from you on this New Year's Day. The Los Angeles Rams are celebrating the new year with a playoff spot. Believe it or not, they are one of the hottest teams in the NFL. So the Rams, with Matthew Stafford healthy now, go into MetLife Stadium against the Giants. And as much as Stafford can make any throw on the field still, they love their rookie running back, Kyren Williams. A career-high three touchdowns. You hear them there with J.B. Long on Rams radio. 87 yards. It's not just the third straight victory for LA, but they're sixth in the last seven games. This reminds me of the Lions from a year ago or the Jaguars from a year ago, except the Rams, with some of their key pieces, do like Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford, part of their Super Bowl a couple years ago. A lot of these guys are brand new, though. And under Sean McVay, who, of course, guided them to that Super Bowl win, they're learning it on the fly. But because they hold off the Giants and also clinch, we'll see the Seahawks lose, they clinch a wild card. It wasn't a pretty game. It was ugly at times. They turn the ball over three times. Stafford has a couple of interceptions, but they go 3-for-3 in the red zone. So it's, again, a young team. They're learning as they go. There's no shortcut to experience. But they've got a solid foundation there in LA, and they know how to put the pieces together. Interesting, though, the Giants, as much as they don't have a whole lot to play for outside of A, pride, B, jobs in the future. And then we had a caller earlier from New York because we're on WFAN in New York on this New Year's Day, who said the Giants actually hurt themselves by winning. But I never believe that. I get that you're thinking draft capital and draft position, but I never believe that the guys on the field or the coaches hurt themselves with a win. And they gave it the effort until the very end. Did you guys see the, if you haven't yet, you should Google it, the Tyrod Taylor bomb to Darius Slayton that goes 80 yards? It was a rope. That was late in the third quarter. And then they have a punt return for a touchdown for Gunnar Olszewski that goes 94 yards. So against that Rams defense / special teams, they had these two enormous plays, 80 yards and 94 yards. And there's 3:25 to go after their touchdown. They're trailing 26-25. But instead of, this is reminiscent of the Lions on Saturday night, right? Instead of going for the PAT to tie it against the Rams on Sunday, they go for two in the win. Now, to me, it makes more sense when you're the Giants and you're doing it, because what do you have to lose? Zero. You might as well try to pick up that win. The Lions, as much as they've already clinched the NFC North, to me, they've got more to play for. However, this is who Dan Campbell is. He loves fourth downs. He loves going for it on fourth downs, and he certainly loves the two-point conversions over the PATs. He's aggressive. That's who he is. That's who the Lions are now. But the Giants go for two in the win. And there's this moment. Again, if you haven't seen it, Google it. Tyrod Taylor and Saquon Barkley are both, well, Barkley's kind of cutting through the line over to the right. He's already into the end zone. Tyrod is rolling over there. Now, had he just kept going and followed Saquon, he's easily into the end zone. Maybe he gets knocked over as he hits the goal line, but he had full momentum and there was no way that anyone on the Rams was going to get to him to prevent him from getting into the end zone. So all he had to do was follow his running back, that same trajectory, right into the end zone, and they've got the two-point conversion. But there's this indecisive moment where he decides to throw it to Saquon. Now he sees him wide open, decides to throw it, but chucks it behind him. It was an awkward kind of a throw. He could have shoveled it. I even said to my husband, I could have made that throw. Again, all you got to do is just kind of chuck it up to him. Go left-handed if you want to. That's how close you are to him. But it was an indecisive throw. And my gosh, I'm seriously watching it right now on TV in front of me. He was incredulous. Both hands to his helmet. I can't believe I just missed that. This is a throw that he can make in his sleep, right? And he had such a good game. But on that, in that moment, it was an indecisive type of a throw. It was behind Saquon. And they end up unable to get that two-point conversion. They end up with another try in the last stages, right? Mason Crosby, though, from 54 yards, his field goal is a whiff. And so the Rams end up winning, but give them credit. The Rams have six sacks. They have 10 QB hits. They made life difficult for the Giants and ultimately are back in the postseason at 9-7. So congratulations to the Rams. And I know for Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford, it's been a bit of a reset. It's been a rebuild, and yet here they are.
First of all, a lot of credit to Coach Daboll and the Giants. They gave us everything that we had, and there's a lot of things that we can learn from. We're never going to take for granted, being able to get wins. And there was a lot of things that we tried to do to not win this game today, but our guys found a way.
We obviously didn't play our best on the offensive side of the ball. Our defense did a great job, getting some critical stops there late. Special teams was a huge factor in the game on both sides. So it was just, that was a crazy game. Yeah. You know, not the cleanest of football, but found a way to win the game.
Sometimes a win is a win is a win is a win. And you know that come, I don't know, 3 weeks down the road, 4 weeks down the road, 4 years down the road, how you want it doesn't matter. So you take the win, you get the heck out of Dodge. But ultimately, wins like this, when you can win ugly, that shows you're getting better as a team. I once had a golf instructor tell me this. When your bad shots start to get better, so when your miss hits and your misfires start to get better and you can play them, they're playable, and you can actually win with bad strokes, well, then you're getting better as a golfer. And I think that's the case for a team as well. In this case, a football team. When your bad games are still wins, when your bad games or your games in which you don't play your best, you still find a way to escape with a W, well, you know you're getting better overall. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, too. Just saw this from Robin. She's listening on the iHeart app on the Big Island of Hawaii. And the station is out of Harrisonburg. Carlton in Lake Forest, Illinois, only a few miles from Chicago. Oh, and actually from Bears Hallis Hall. He's listening on our great Chicago affiliate, AM 670 The Score. Let's see, another one listening on WFAN in New York. Sorry to hear you have stomach pain, but I hope you feel better soon. And then Amy out of Sirius, or out of Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, Sirius XM, heading to work for the holiday pay. I like that. Steven on the Odyssey app in San Pablo, California. Congrats on the 2023 blessings. Good to hear from you all. After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and we're going to do a little bit of the college preview, plus just kind of reset what we can. We'll see if we can work in a couple calls before the top of the hour. Every Sunday night into a Monday during football season, this is my conundrum. How did I not get to everything? How did I not get to everything? I had 4 hours. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Manny Rodriguez.
I'm Tony Kornheiser, and this is my show. My friends come on, and you know them. We talk about the sports you care about, football, and now basketball, too, though we don't really pay attention until later in the year and the absurdity that is our lives. Line etiquette at your local pharmacy, the current phase of the moon, the importance of talking to a human being on the phone, and most importantly, the power of a box of that. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly, we appreciate the opportunity to be playing in a college football playoff. We appreciate the opportunity to be in the Rose Bowl, and we certainly appreciate everybody's effort for the hospitality they've provided us, and it's been a good experience for our players.
We're preparing the right way. All the leaders are stepping up. We have a player-led group, and they're doing a really good job with leading effectively and moving in the right direction that we need to be so we can be successful in this game. And so I applaud our team with where we're at right now, but we know that the job's not done and we have unfinished business.
Keep your radio locked in at home, in the office, or your car.
And that's it. That's all you need to know. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you, Voice God. Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to college football fans. What a way to ring in 2024 with the national semifinals, not on New Year's Eve like they have been multiple times over the course of this current iteration of the playoff, but on New Year's Day. And that includes the Rose Bowl, the one they call the granddaddy of them all, right? The college football playoff national semifinals begin at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. It's an incredible piece of property. Just walking on the property gives you chills, or gives me chills. And so it's the Crimson Tide is the number 4 team in the playoff, guided by Nick Saban, who's won 6 national titles there at Alabama. Most successful program of the 21st century by far, but not dealing from a position of strength, unless you're talking about his experience. The Michigan Wolverines, they now are taking on the Alabama Crimson Tide, regardless of public sentiment, knowing that they've got a better record and that they are a team that's favored in this one. They manhandled Iowa. They've got now their 3rd straight college football playoff, so plenty of experience there as well. And so these two figures in Saban and Jim Harbaugh, maybe the most recognizable people in their entire state, but certainly two of the ambassadors and longest tenured coaches in college football. So the Crimson Tide and the Wolverines in the Rose Bowl. And for Jim Harbaugh, you know, he's an odd duck at times. He's obviously been through some ups and downs, some highs and lows this season, the whole suspension and all that jazz, but exactly where he wants to be.
I feel the team's in a good place, and things we've learned from being in this, in this game for the last couple of years, we're applying those. Just really, really locked in. We're ready to play.
J.J. McCarthy is one of those quarterbacks that people are already evaluating. Will he or won't he be successful in the NFL? Sometimes guys are made for college football, and that's their bread and butter, and it's not really about the future. It's not about moving forward. But he's certainly been the right man for Jim Harbaugh in that system.
I would call it growth. I mean, just better each day. I see a better today than he was yesterday, better tomorrow than he was today. It's just that's his mindset. It's fun to be around. It's infectious. Rubs off on everybody, including us coaches and me.
So it's interesting, too, to think about how these two teams got into the playoff, right? Because Michigan, they essentially bull rushed their way into this number one ranking. First time in a long time, but they have absolutely earned it. Beat Ohio State in their annual rivalry and then shut out Iowa for the Big Ten title. Alabama comes at it from, I don't want to say limping in because that's not fair. Alabama beat Georgia in the SEC championship on that crazy, miraculous touchdown pass from Jalen Milroe to Isaiah Bond. Remember, that was the 4th and 31 in their last game. That was the Iron Bowl, right, to get into the SEC championship. And then they upset Georgia, who'd won 29 straight. So the back-to-back wins to wrap up their season put them where they are here as the number four team. But again, compared to Michigan, coming in from two opposite trajectories and angles. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The other matchup, the national semifinal, and right, the winner of Michigan-Alabama will then take on the winner of Washington-Texas. You're talking about decidedly less experience. Not that it matters, but for Texas, this is a resurgence of a program that has kind of gone around the mountain multiple times trying to find the right combination of coach, the right combination of quarterback and leadership. They've had, obviously, some incredible individual players come out of Texas, even in what I call this the wilderness stage for Texas, where they've not been the power that they've been for so long. Now they're getting ready to make that jump to the SEC with Oklahoma. And so their first trip to the playoff, right? Because of whatever reason, maybe it's being in the Big 12, not quite being the right team, not the ability to win games and then sustain that success. As I say, the leadership has changed a lot, which has been a challenge for them. Do they finally have it right with Steve Sarkisian, with Sark, who of course came, well, he's been at Washington, so his opponent, but also has had some tutelage under Nick Saban, which really resurrected his career. And even though they've got a Manning on their roster, it's been Quinn Ewers for the most part for them as the starting quarterback. And so, have they found this right combo? Have they found the right formula? Are they building a winning culture moving forward that's sustainable? Well, that falls on Sark, but this is a huge step.
That's the exciting part, to be part of this Final Four, to be playing for a shot for a national championship. You know, I think that's why our guys came to the University of Texas. And so the idea that we're here this year is, like I said, a great honor. It's a great accomplishment. And so we're looking forward to the ball game Monday night.
Through everything that we've been through, whether it had been last year or, you know, winter workouts, summer workouts, I think we always just rely on each other. You know, I keep saying this, but we just are enamored with us, and we're not focused on what other people are doing and, you know, what other opinions are. You know, if we were focused on that, we'd go crazy.
I like how he says that. We're enamored of us. I feel like that's similar to what Tyreek Hill says about the Dolphins. We love us. We're all about us. Yeah, so maybe this is it. There's certainly some hope. Think around Longhorns fans, even as they get ready for the SEC, but some hope that this is the next huge step for them. And it's not going to be one step forward, two steps back, because that's what it's felt like for these last few years. As for Washington, their second playoff at 13-0, right? So they know Sark well there at Washington, but now led by Kalen DeBoer. And this is I love the Pac-12 wrinkle. It's almost like thumbing your nose to the teams that are leaving. Well, Washington, as this division or this conference, excuse me, gets ready to break up, Washington will have a chance to make this last big statement for the Pac-12.
A lot of new adventures for our guys, you know, being in this particular game in a national semifinal game. First Pac-12, not just the first UW team, but first Pac-12 team to ever be in the Sugar Bowl. So a lot of exciting things.
We always just did our best to find a way to win. You know, that's what it's all about, you know, winning football games. And we've been doing great at it. So whatever we can to find a way to win, you know, that's what we've been doing.
Michael Penix, a lot of spotlight on him as well. So Washington, Texas, the second game. And it's going to be fun to think about how it plays out, right, between the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, two incredibly iconic events, and yet even more magnified on this New Year's Day. Before the Pac-12 breaks up, the SEC expands some more, the Big Ten becomes a behemoth more than it already is, and the transfer portal and the whole NIL lack of rules really do continue to drag college football into a place that we've never been before. And on top of that, the expanded playoff is coming. Whew, okay, so that was a show. It was 4 hours, and there's still so much I didn't get to. But I want you to know, even as we get set for the end of the NFL regular season and the playoffs beyond, that we're once again partnering with Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds, this time heading to Vegas for Super Bowl 58. And so part of our show, part of the next 2 months, brought to you by Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds. Between this pork rind giveaway and delicious recipes, you'll want to ask your friends to pass the pigskin, and you can do it at porkrindday.com. We'll tell you more about it as we head through these next few weeks. Are you kidding me? It's January 1st, 2024. We've got 1 week left in the NFL regular season. By the time you hear my voice later on tonight, we will know the championship matchup in the college football playoff.
It says here that Graybar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the end of the year edition of the Hey, Did You Know podcast. So year end means holidays. Hey, did you know Americans eat 1.4 billion pounds of turkey every Thanksgiving?
Well, year end also means the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Hey, did you know it's the best deals of the season on Hyundai's most popular vehicles?
Well, isn't that interesting? And since we were talking turkey, hey, did you know only male turkeys gobble?
Hey, did you know every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance?
Hey, did you know the Statue of Liberty is the largest holiday gift ever given?
Hey, did you know when the year ends, so do the deals?
December 30th is National Bacon Day, you know.
It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Sign and drive a 2024 Hyundai Palisade with zero down, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Offer ends January 2nd. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, 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 ho. The holidays aren't over. Celebrate big savings at Blinds.com's biggest year-end blowout. They invented a better way to buy custom window treatments 100% online. With upfront pricing, no showroom markups, or misleading quotes from pushy salespeople.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Hurry to Blinds.com's biggest year-end blowout and save 40% site-wide. Get 40% off right now at Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.